time in the country, learn how to work and experience a sense of accomplishment. I wouldn't trade my experience of growing up on a family farm for anything. I'm especially grateful for parents who raised me on one. Oh, sure, as a kid I complained. I suppose most kids do. But the work was good for me. South Dakota had a lot of wind, but many evenings became calm and still. And after a long, hard day, it was relaxing to sit in front of the house and listen to and watch the wild ducks as they quacked and skidded in for landings on the lake a short distance away. People in the city enjoy the city, I guess. But for me, I still enjoy the country. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. LifeChoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays
from 10 to 1
for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Hey folks, Mad Vax here. The Survival and Prepper Show, your one-stop shop for all your survival needs, is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds March 1st and 2nd. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. It's at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Come check out thousands of products showcased by hundreds of vendors. Go to peshows.com for more information.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. I've had problems with the board. We had a short. So over the last, starting last Thursday, Friday, and yesterday, it was in repair. If it's digital, if it can be shorted, short-circuited, it will happen. But this gives this over the weekend and yesterday gave me time to consider the this matter of insanity in this country. The sane are exposing the corruption. The insane are screaming, yelling, having a meltdown. But I'll go to Matthew chapter 7 to see what Christ says in Matthew 7, 16 through 18. You will know them by their fruit. Do people get bunches of grapes from thorny weeds, or do they get figs from thistles? In the same way, every good tree produces good fruit. Every rotten tree produces bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, and a rotten tree can't produce good fruit. The corruption being unveiled, and the people, the young doge, the young people, are, and Musk, the whole Trump team, Donald Trump accused of a coup. No, the coup is just the reverse. The coup is being exposed by those who have been robbing the United States of America for half a century of theft, corruption, death, deceit, just your basic bad tree. What do you do to a bad tree? You lay the axe to the root. One thing about roaches, cockroaches, they don't like the light. And they run faster than a horse when they're exposed. Roaches are fast. Chuck Schumer, Maxine, Elizabeth, Pocahontas Warren, the roaches, the cockroaches, are scurrying as quickly as possible. The wealth, Samantha Powers, she's another one. The Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, the Uniparty, and who brought the axe to the forest? Donald Trump. A big axe. And he's going deep into the deep state, to the shadows of the shadow government, exposing everything. The corruption, it's like these big, beautiful trees that used to look like they're just magnificent, and you find out that they're a hurricane comes or strong winds, they're rotten. They've rotted within. They're hollow. The American people are witness to it. The world is witness to what has been happening. And all it took was a good tree with good people to expose bad fruit. This fruit is bad. This is bad fruit. These people are worse than bad. These people are, you know, you use words like corrupt. No, you don't we don't grasp how corrupt. The corruption actually, there's another word that people really don't like. They are evil beyond imagination. No conscience, no morals. And these are the people that we have placed in power, and we couldn't, maybe the American people, those with the conscience, conservatives didn't put them in. But nevertheless, it's what they do. Pelosi, you know, you have the four families of California that have run the state of California for 80 years. The Pelosi's being part of it. The Giddies, the Brown family with the children that stay in power forever. They make their whole life is political corruption. I think it was Pat Brown. California has been hijacked. Donald Trump is attempting to bring this financial giant, will be the seventh economy in the world. And that economy has been ruled, overseen, robbed by these four families. Ronald Reagan, he did a lot to expose it, but they eventually came back to power. Donald Trump is trying to save California, not from just burning, but to bring it back as an economic power needed by the United States of America. The most important state in our country has been hijacked.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Shadows, damn your love, damn your life.
We're saturated, inundated. We are like a tidal wave coming in, just being bombarded with all of the evil and corruption with USAID, and it's really just beginning. USAID, it's wonderful that Musk was able to expose everything going on with USAID. The Department of Defense is the big enchilada. The Department of Defense. This is the big one. This is the heart, the organs. This is the Department of Defense is so powerful. I might discuss a little bit more about that in a while. But out of the Washington Post, there was the article, how has Elon Musk and his Doge, how have they been able to weed out this waste? Representatives from Elon Musk's U.S. Doge service have fed sensitive data from across the Education Department. Did you see over the weekend? Trump, I think it was Friday, they shut out these individuals in the Education Department from entering the building. Musk's team was in there. They were going through everything. And you have Maxine Waters, Adam, was it Schiff? You have people protesting at the door. One man standing there telling them that they're being denied access. They went mad. Elizabeth Warren, later on, all the cockroaches came running to the Education Department. So Musk is using these young boys. They're using this artificial intelligence software to probe the agency's programs and spending, according to two individuals that are privy to this information. Two people exposing, or not exposing, but presenting that you build artificial intelligence, you build it, we'll use it. With all technology, the principle is safe in the hands of people that have a conscience, people that are moral, God-fearing. In the hands of the bad fruit, they use it for evil. You can use a vehicle for shuttling people to the airport, to the hospital, to where they work. You can use a vehicle to transport illegal immigrants, drugs. The vehicle used by people of conscience opposed to people that have no conscience. The AI probe includes data and personality. With personally identifiable information for people who manage grants, as well as sensitive internal financial data. These two describe the Doge activities at the Education Department on the condition of anonymity due to fear of retaliation. They need to fear. Doge team is using AI software assessed through Microsoft's cloud computing service, Azure. Thank you, Bill Gates of hell. To pour through every dollar of money the department disburses, from contracts to grants to work trip expenses, one of these individuals stated, lower-level department staffers were directed by agency leadership to let Musk's teams access the sensitive financial data. The use of AI in the Department of Education has not previously been reported, but this shows how Musk Group, which includes former employees from his tech empire, how they're tapping the favorite tool of Silicon Valley as part of its mission to drastically slash the size and functions of the federal government. At the Department of Education, the team aims to radically reduce spending and ultimately shrink the department and its staff, helping to further the Trump administration's push to get rid of it entirely. So, DOGE has been working so fast, the Democrats, the cockroaches, don't know how to react. They're running over each other. The Department of Education is being combed through. The U.S. aid is dead. It has access to accounts at the Small Business Administration and is analyzing things at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. All that the left can do is cope and seethe as DOGE is working at the president's direction. This infrared or radar or forward-looking technology that's looking at the tree to see if the heart of the tree is corrupt, hollow, decayed, dead, diseased, and they're finding the decay. This is what AI in the hands of people that have a conscience that won't use it for evil. This would be a great tool to bless mankind, not to destroy mankind. You know, I've been another forward-looking technology, DOGE. It reports FEMA allegedly spent $59 million, FEMA, to house millions, I'm sorry, $59 million to house illegal migrants in fancy New York City hotels. I've heard about this. We've heard about this 6 months ago. Now we know where the money came from. FEMA. FEMA is not your friend. So yesterday, Musk claimed that the Department of Government Efficiency uncovered that Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has paid $59 million to house illegal migrants in luxury hotels. New York City experienced one of the biggest increases in illegal immigrants during the Biden administration. 210,000 illegal migrants as of October of last year. The DOGE team just discovered that FEMA, again, $59 million, sending this money violated the law, is in gross insubordination to the president's executive order. This happened last week. The money is meant for the American disaster relief and instead is being spent on high-end hotels for illegals. So now there's a clawback demand which is being made to recoup those funds. I like that, claw back. Send the claw out and bring it back. Now, with FEMA, this news comes just before President Donald Trump established a council to consider whether FEMA should be eliminated. The council is expected to convene in March, third week in March, and deliver its report to Trump by July 20th. New York has spent $1.47 billion in response to the migrant influx in fiscal 2023. That's 1.47. They doubled it to $3.75 billion in 2024. So nobody's responding to the allegations. They know better. How can they respond when they're caught? The cockroach is once again being found out. Now, Donald Trump also, over the weekend, he signed an executive order. I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, find that the International Criminal Court, now this is for the American people with this International Criminal Court, if you've done something to, let's say, an international crime, like if you come out and you say that Emmanuel Macron is married to a guy that is his handler, that might be an international, you know, you might have broken some international law. And you can be held in an international court. Donald Trump, he's not just protecting the people that are being called international criminals like Benjamin Netanyahu, which he is not. I'll tell you who some of the international criminals are. Mumad Abbas. Some of these leaders in the Middle East, like this new guy, his old name was Muhammad Julani. He's changed his name. These are the people that are the criminals. But it says that he, Donald Trump, finds the International Criminal Court, as established by the Rome Statute, has engaged in illegitimate and baseless actions targeting America and our close ally Israel. ICC, without a legitimate basis, asserted jurisdiction over and opened preliminary investigations concerning personnel of the United States and certain of its allies, including Israel, and has further abused its power by issuing baseless arrest warrants targeting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Minister of Defense Yoav Gallant. The United States unequivocally opposes and expects our allies to oppose any ICC sanctions, actions against the United States, Israel, or any other ally of the United States that is not consented to ICC jurisdiction. Rick Rodriguez, This Present Truth.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 and 6 to 7 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, Northern Colorado's best talk.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural weight to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
And then we have find out that Chelsea Clinton, she ends up with $84 million from USAID. And of that $84 million, how much went to her mother? You see, what is Chelsea's is her mother's. And Chelsea, you know, Bill isn't suffering any shame in the matter of Chelsea's theft of $84 million because Chelsea's not his daughter. And so, you know, let lame dogs lie. But Chelsea, I don't know what her real father was alive, I don't know what he'd think. She's just like her mother, Ron Hubble. He's the father. And he made a comment about seeing Chelsea as she was growing, getting older, probably in her early teens. He made the comment that she had that big nose like he has. He didn't like that. Well, then all of a sudden, just not too long, a year later, her nose, Chelsea's nose, somehow didn't have that bulbous look to it. it miraculously shrunk down. She kind of disappeared for 6 weeks, and all of a sudden she reappears with a nose that is much smaller. And who was it that asked Bill Clinton, is Chelsea your daughter? And Bill, what did he do? He didn't answer. But, you know, Hillary, Vince Foster, and Webb Hubble, it came to me. Somebody out there in Radio Land said, no, it's not Ron, Rick, it's Webb. Thank you. Webb Hubble, I'm listening. I can't see your face. I can't hear you, but I can read your lips. So Hillary continues. How much is enough? Just like her great-great-grandfather, just a little more. Her great-great-grandfather was asked, Mr. Rockefeller, how much is enough? He said, just a little more. She's just like her great-great-grandfather's. Just a little more. We are witnessing the world Christ said that he would uncover everything. Everything done in the dark, in the shadows. Christ said everything would be uncovered. And we are absolutely witnessing everything being uncovered. And the you might say the device is Elon Musk and the Elon nerds, N-E-R-D-S. Brilliant, brilliant young men. I was reading an article, I was telling a friend, Brian, that I'd read an article maybe a month ago. I wished I could find it. It's in my head somewhere, the source. And it was talking about a group. It's like going into a forest, and you have the bears, you have the lions, the mountain lions, you have the bobcats, you have the wolverines, you have all these creatures. But then you find a little group of mink, like the mink, the little, kind of like a small, slender squirrel, but a mink. And these little things, they huddle together. They do everything together. They're always moving together, in and out, all through the forest. These people, this group of young people, they live on Red Bull. They generally don't see the light of day. And they're surrounded by screens, keyboards. That's all they do. They're brilliant. They generally don't date. They're too busy in that world of keyboards, digits. And they're extremely brilliant. And the thing about them, most of them, is they are good people. Like the one guy that was working for this new AI. Who's this company? What's his name? The I can't think of his name. And the young boy gets the flu. He dies. Because he started exposing what AI was being used for rather than being used for good, to assist, to help people. He exposed it was being done by the company he worked for. Trump met with him. He was at the swearing in ceremony at the White House when Trump was sworn in. What is his name? But anyhow, you may know. I'm trying to read your lips. This young boy is working for him and realizes he's using AI for evil. Well, these young kids, this is the group that Musk is drawing from. These are the people that I'm explaining, that I'm trying to, you know, remember that article. But it was fascinating. This world is their world. They're 15 to 20, 25, and they are creative, they are sharp, they understand that world better than anybody. They have them in Japan, they have them in China, they're in Russia, they're in all the nations of the world, they're in the U.S. Those in the United States have an advantage because they have the latest in the new technology. They have access, because of our finances, to the best equipment. And there's a much broader, greater group, larger group. They communicate. And I wish I could remember that, where that article was. I would do a program on it. I'll be back. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer, or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out, and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the KHNC endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Click on the big blue button at 1360khnc.com. It could change your life.
Hey, KHNC family, this is Jason Garcia, inviting you to tune in every Monday at 5 p.m. for the Authentic Business Show. Learn about incredible local businesses, what they do, how to support them. Don't miss out on tips to boost your own success, Monday at 5 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
So I was going to mention that these young sophisticated tech young people, one thing that's unique about them is they do have a desire to help mankind, not hurt mankind. They have a conscience. They're not evil. They're not criminal. They're not doing what they do to get into the bank accounts or to get into corporations and find ways to become wealthy. No, they're for some reason they have a quality in their character. They do things with a conscience to help mankind. They don't like to see the corruption. They don't like to see corporations and what they do and how they're used to bring about genocide and wars. So there is a quality of these with these people. I would say that, you know, John F. Kennedy, our president, he had a change of conscience during his first 2 years as president. He had a change in his conscience, and he realized he couldn't go along with the program that he was put in place to further. He couldn't go along with that, those programs. He couldn't go along with robbing the American people financially, sending young people to Vietnam to go to war to fight a war for oil for the Rockefeller family in the Gulf of Tonkin. He couldn't do that. Something happened. He had a visit by the Holy Spirit, and he had a change of conscience. These young people that I'm speaking of, the Doge people, the Doge men, these and Musk. Elon Musk, does he believe in God? I don't know. Does he believe in Jesus Christ? He knows about him. He's read. Does he believe in the devil? Oh, sure. You know, he believes in evil. Is he a practicing devil worshiper? That I don't know. But you know a tree by its fruit? A good tree brings forth good fruit. Musk, he doesn't need the money. He's brilliant. What does he make? By the time he's 25, he invents something, he does something, and he sells it for $335 million. And he's just able to continue from there on out. And now he's become an enemy of the roaches all through the government that are being exposed. There was a young man, a reporter, following Elizabeth Warren here in the last 24 hours, trying to get her from when she walks out of a building to get to her limousine. And he's saying to her, he says, how do you make over $20 million on a pension, yearly pension of less than $200,000? How is it you in these years became a multi-millionaire? And she puts on her Pocahontas face and walks out the car. No shame, no shame. Then Maxine Waters, another reporter, is asking Maxine, hey, Maxine, don't you, here you're being paid big dollars. You're a multimillionaire. How did you get so rich? Now you're going to drive away in your black SUV funded by a taxpayers, paid for by taxpayers. No shame. This is the, really, like the old song by ABBA, it's the name of the game. It's the name of the game with these people. Cockroaches, what do? They spit on things, and they dissolve things, and they destroy, they pollute, they rob the country. You know a tree by its fruit. Very simple. A good tree cannot bring forth bad fruit. Doge and the Musk team, these young people, the fruit you decide is what they're bringing forth, is it good or is it evil? Exposing corruption that needs to be exposed, I say, is some of the best, most... These are the choice fruits of mankind. Man, the people of this country, they want justice. You can't have justice unless you can see what is happening You know something's wrong, but then once you see what's wrong, then you realize we didn't realize it was this corrupt. And now we wait and we're watching justice every day. The main justice is everything being exposed. I think it's great. I don't have the words, the way to express the help that just this group of people in what they're doing with Elon Musk in exposing this cancer deep within this government. The whole world, I'm telling you, there's rejoicing internationally with the peoples of the world that have been the recipient of the funding of these organizations, these NGOs that have caused misery, pain, death, suffering, hardship, heartbreak, heartache to the nations of the world. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
Weekdays from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, this Present Truth program, podcasts, archived on, oh, did I say on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com? Sorry. 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, and podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. with Musk. This is what is happening with Donald Trump passing these bills. These bills will be, you might say, in force during the 4 years of his present term. He will not get 4 years. I'm hoping two. I don't know. Donald Trump will not be in office for the full 4 years. He won't. You have the Department of Defense, which is more corrupt, more powerful, and is the, you might say, the monster, the Hydra has just allowed one of the children, USAID, to be thrown into the mouth of Trump's personnel that he's choosing. But Donald Trump, should he decide to investigate the Department of Defense, that right there, that will be the end of Donald Trump's administration and everyone that he puts in place. And many that he's putting in place, there are some. Cash Patel, I'm not a fan. Cash Patel will protect the American pedophile network in government. Cash Patel will protect Michael Flynn. He'll protect Mike Gates of Hell or Mike Judas Iscariot Pence and Bill Gates. That's who Patel is. And Marco Rubio, don't be fooled. Marco Rubio was on the USAID committee for, what, 3 years? Marco Rubio, I'm telling you, he's been part of USAID. He has been part of the system and the network to take USAID finances and distribute them to all of the CIA in that system, the CIA involvement internationally. Marco Rubio is totally aware of this. American people aren't. Nothing shall be hidden. Nothing will be hidden. I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.